Okay, it's a schuss to be back together. It's mamish, you can feel how quickly time goes by. It was like mamish, yesterday we were together prior to Yontiv, and now we're already a few days post Yontiv. Everybody knows very famously that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, so Shmini Atzeres is a Yontiv by itself. Shmini Atzeres, which was the final Yontiv of all the days of Sukkot, and really the final Yontiv of all the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, starting Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. And Shmini Atzeres, we here in Chutz Laaretz have separately Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And the MS is, in the Torah, there's no mention of Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeres is a Yontiv b'fnei atzmo, where there are no real mitzvos. Meaning, there's no lulav, no esrog. We sit in the sukkah, where that's the proper halacha to sit in the sukkah, because it's a sveika diyoma. It might still be sukkahs, because we might be off a day in Chutz Laaretz. But the Shmini Atzeres is a yontiv by itself, with no mitzvos. What is the day all about? So very famously, there's a famous chazal, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kashay la lafridaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's so difficult for me to leave you. That we've been together with the Rabbeinu Shalom in such special ways. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Aser Shemei Tshuva, El. And it's coming to a close. And Hashem says, Kashay la lafridaschem, stay one more day together. And that's what we have, Shmini Atzeres, one more day together. But Mamish, how do we feel now? How do we feel now? Each and every one of us, I'm sure, was feeling this past Tuesday night, and hopefully still feel, it's very difficult to leave Yom Tov. All the Yom Tovim, which are so much more conducive, so much easier to relate to the Ribbono Shel, to connect to Ruchnius, to our Tfilos, feel Yiddishkeit, which we're so, well, each and every one of us wants so badly to feel our Avodas Hashem. Not just to do out of rote and mechanical, but to really feel alive and to be emotional in our Avodas Hashem. And Yontiv makes it that much easier. Yontiv, it just adds an element, whether it's just as chad, just the new, the fresh, different Avoda. But also there's something in the air we could really literally feel. And now, it's over. All the Yom Tovim that we looked so forward to, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, it's all in the past. We have the next Yontiv is not for 2 months to have a Chanukah. We're about to enter into Cheshvan, which we know is Mar Cheshvan, is a bitter month, because it's void of Yom Tovim. Sounds, it's depressing. I mean, it is depressing. And this is, a lot of us feel this way. A lot of us feel this way. It could be some of us even shed some tears. Because we look forward to those Yom Tovim. We look forward to that time with family. We look forward to that time when we don't have to focus on other responsibilities of life. And we can just focus on the Ribbono Shel and the relationships that are important to us. And we're already past that. So where can we find some chizuk? Where can we find some inspiration after leaving Yom Tov? So you know, we're getting ready now as Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos Kodesh for Parshas Bereishis. Many different Svarim, the Levush, the Maharil, and others, they call this Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis. They call this Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis. Say, Pashit, okay, Shkoyach, we could also call it Shabbos Bereishis. But no, there's something different. Like, we don't call next Shabbos, Shabbos Noach. Meaning, it is Shabbos, and the Parsha that we are going to read next Shabbos is going to be Noach. And then it's going to be Shabbos, and the parasha we're going to read is going to be Lech Lecha, and Vayera, and so on and so forth. But this Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereishis. It's only Shabbos we call in such a way. Why is it that we call this Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis? Why do we call this Shabbos by the name of the parasha? So the Divrei Yecheskel, first, he gives a beautiful idea that's just to be mechazik everybody. The Divrei Yecheskel, who's a shin of a Rebbe, he says that throughout all the Yom Tovim, so one of the things we were all doing to try to allow and make the Yom Tov last was we were taking Kabbalahs upon ourselves. We were deciding, I'm going to try to daven a little bit better, I'm going to try to take upon myself some area, some Kabbalah in my midos, some Kabbalah in the way that I dress. There's something I'm going to change about myself, not just for now, that's going to be lasting. We've taken Kabbalahs. Now, during the Yom Tovim, when we were so inspired and closer to Hashem in those ways, so it was easier to continue that and keep that up. We're only now, for the first time in a certain sense, tested on those Kabbalahs. Now we go right out back into the Chol, into mundane days. Shabbos Bereishis, the Shinover says, Bereishis means the beginning. It means it's the beginning of our new self. It's the beginning of who we've tried to become and hopefully will show the Rabbon Shalom that there's a lasting impression of all of those days. That's the Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis means not just Shabbos because the parasha happens to be Bereishis, the Shinover is saying, because we don't call Shabbos Noach, we don't call Shabbos Lech Lecha. Shabbos Bereishis means it's a Shabbos of new beginnings. And showing the Rabbon Shalom that these new beginnings in my life are very, very real. And that should be a chizik to each and every one of us. But in reality, I want to suggest a different answer to why we call Shabbos Bereishis. It's based on a Torah that I learned from the Heilige Shila Pinchas, who's one of my Rebbeim, Rav Pinchas Friedman. He says an amazing, incredible idea. And I think this idea, Mamish, could be a chizik to us all year long, which is sometimes very difficult to keep. So he says as follows. He says, we all know, in the beginning of Bereishis, the first storyline of Bereishis, after the creation of the world, is the creation of Adam HaRishon and Chava. And Adam HaRishon, we all know, right at the beginning of Bereishis, him and Chava, they sin. And because of that, he's thrown out of Gan Eden, right? He was created in Gan Eden, we all know this. He was created in Gan Eden and he's thrown out of Gan Eden. But did we realize how quickly that all occurred? Listen to what the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains. So we all know that man was created on the sixth day of creation. What's the sixth day of creation? Friday. Right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Right? We're all holding in that. The days we have are the days of creation. So Friday was when man was created. When was man created? So the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains, and there are other sources for this. Man was created b'sheva shos bayom be'erev Shabbos nichnas Adam Rishon began Eden. It was on the seventh hour of the day, 7 hours into the day, on Erev Shabbos, that man was created on Friday afternoon or late morning. And when he was created, vayu malach hashem mekalsin oto mechnizin oto legan Eden, the malachim went, and they were praising and brought him into Gan Eden. Now this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar doesn't have it, but I've seen in different Medrashim. So he's created on the seventh hour. By the ninth hour of the day, that's when he was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. 1 hour later, by the tenth hour of the day, is when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. So Adam HaRishon comes into the world 7 hours a day. It only took him 3 hours to do that terrible sin, to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which we're suffering from until today. The 11th hour of the day, he was judged. And here, and by the 12th hour of the day, it was decided that he would be thrown out of, it was already decided that he'd be thrown out of Gan Eden. And here in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it says, Ben Ashmashos, Be'erev Shabbos. It was Ben Ashmashos of Erev Shabbos. Twilight, that's when Goresh Viyote was actually expelled and sent out. Fine. Now the emes is, what was supposed to happen to Adam HaRishon? Before we explain a little deeper, what was supposed to happen to Adam HaRishon when he ate from the Eitz Hadas? What did the Pasuk tell us was supposed to happen to him? If he eats from the Eitz Hadas, the Pasuk says, I'm sure you know, right? U'me'eitz Hadav tov v'rat, perek bey is Pasuk Yudayin. Lo tochal mimenu, you shouldn't eat from it. Ki biyom acholcha mimenu mos tomos. Because the day that you eat from it, you're going to die. Not that he's just going to be thrown out of Gan Eden, which ultimately is what occurred, but he's going to be dead. Chayv Misa. But here, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains, Bo Yom HaShabbos, it was Shabbos. And that Yah Shabbos came, Bo Yom HaShabbos, V'nasa Saneger L'Adam Rishon. And it became like a defense attorney for Adam. Shabbos itself stood up for Adam. Look at this. It's incredible. Omer Lefanov Ribayno Ilamim. Shabbos came and spoke to God and said, Master of the world. B'sheishish me'ab reishis lo nerag horag ba'olam. U'biyata maschil. Shabbos says to Hashem, you already had the 6 days of creation, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Nobody was killed on those days. Nobody died. I'm going to be the beginning of death? Shabbos? He could do Zui, he could do Shasi, Zui, Berchasi. That's my holiness, that's my blessing, right? God bless the seventh day, made it holy. So Shabbos says, that's my bracha? That death is going to occur for the first time on my day? And because of that tchus of Shabbos, Hashem listened, and Adam was saved from death, and ultimately then he would have gone straight to Gehenim, because if he died right away, he never would have had opportunity to do tshuva. He would never have been given the opportunity to do tshuva, to repent, to gain atonement. He would have gone straight to Gehenim. So Shabbos came and saved him from being killed, and saved him from also going to Gehenim. And therefore, v'ra'a Adam koichel shel Shabbos. Adam HaRishon saw how great the koch of Shabbos is. And he says, lo l'chinam baruch kadosh baruch hu Shabbos v'kiddush hashem. It was not for naught that Hashem made Shabbos so holy. And then he started to sing the words which we all sing tomorrow night in Kabbal Shabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. He started to sing a praise of Shabbos, because Adam HaRishon realized Shabbos saved his life. And Shabbos saved him from Gehenim. He understood the great koach of Shabbos, the amazing ability of Shabbos. Happens to be that Zohar says until today that the fires of Gehenim don't rage on Shabbos. On Shabbos, everybody's good. All the neshamos leave Gehenim. There's no fires raging in Gehenim on Shabbos. Because Shabbos doesn't want a part in these type of inyanim. Shabbos is too holy, is too blessed. Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And that's why it is. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that we always have to remember Shabbos. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Why is that? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Yisro, because it was only Shabbos that saved Adam HaRishon. And by Shabbos saving Adam HaRishon, that's why each and every one of us is here. Each and every one of us is a descendant ultimately of Adam HaRishon. If there was no Adam HaRishon, there's no us. So inherent into Shabbos, each and every one of us have to understand that Shabbos saved Adam, and therefore Shabbos saved us. So just like when a great miracle would happen to someone somewhere, they're always going to remember that place and remember what happened. So too, we always have to Zochar Yom HaShabbos. We always have to remember Shabbos, how mechubad v'chashuv it is. Because it saved our lives, because it saved Adam Rishon's life. The Zohar says, and it's really not a Zohar, you don't have to say it from the Zohar. All the Mefarshim say it in this week's Parsha. Vayavarech Elokim Hashem HaYishvi VeHakadosh Hazo. Shabbos is the source of all blessing and all Kedusha. All blessing and all Kedusha comes from Shabbos. You know, we know before you have a chasana, so a chasana will have an ofra. Before you have a bris milah, we're going to have a shalom zachar. Many explain that's because before you have this beautiful day during the week, where's the kedusha and bracha of that tremendous simcha come from? The Shabbos before ends. You start to celebrate already on Shabbos. All kedusha bracha comes from Shabbos. You know, I have a very special schus often to meet with a chassan and kala before their marriage and to discuss different inyanim. In Yonim and Shalom Bayis, and to prepare for the marriage, to have Bez Hashem, a life of Simcha and Bracha. But I always speak to every Chazan and Kala about how to build Kedusha in a house. Where's the Kedusha of the house going to come from? Where's the holiness of the house going to come from? Where's the connection to the Rabbi Hashem? How are you going to bring the Shechina into your house? And I always tell them one place, and one place only, just focus on Shabbos, making Shabbos as Kadosh as possible, making Shabbos Suda as Kadosh as possible. In every way, the tefillos on Shabbos, the learning on Shabbos, because by Vayivarech Elokim Hashem Hashvi'i V'Kaddish Oso, all Kedusha and Bracha comes from Shabbos. In fact, there's another Arachayim. The Arachayim HaKadosh also in Yisro, but it's also, you can find it in this week's parasha as well. The Pasuk says, Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem. Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem. What does that mean? Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem. Who could translate Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem?
6 days God created the world.
In 6 days God created the world. Right? That's how I think all of us would translate. Lisa was just brave enough to say it, right? But all of us were singing, in 6 days God created the world, right? This week's parasha. Is that how you'd say that in Hebrew? Ki sheish yas yamim asa Hashem es shemayim v'zaret? There's one letter missing.
Bih.
Right? Bih. It should be ki bishesh yas yamim asa Hashem es shemayim v'zaret. Within 6 days God created the world. Ki sheish yam asa Hashem, literally translated into English, means because God made 6 days, not in 6 days He created the world. It should be ki bisheshes yam asa Hashem es shemayim v'zaret. In 6 days God created the world, but it says ki sheshes yam asa Hashem es shemayim v'zaret. God made 6 days. The Rechayim Hakadosh says that mamish the Ribono Shel Olam, when He created the world, He only created the ability for those 6 days to exist. Ki sheshes yam asa Hashem. He literally made 6 days. All that exists in 6 days, and they would cease to exist. Only because then came Shabbos. Shabbos gives the entire koach, all of the ability, all the kedusha, bracha, and koach to even be another week. The whole upcoming week, not only it's kedusha and bracha, the Rechayim HaKadosh says, meaning literally there would be no world, there wouldn't be a future week, if it wasn't that we had this chus to go through Shabbos. Every Shabbos creates a new week. In other words, everything stems from Shabbos. Shabbos is the source of all kedusha, all bracha. Shabbos is the source of our lives. So what does that mean? What does that mean, each and every one of us? Each and every one of us has to appreciate and realize, and we take it for granted because it's every single week. But yes, it's true that Yontiv is very, very, very special. It's true that it was amazing. I'm sure each and every one of us appreciated and enjoyed and cherished sitting, davening Rosh Hashanah and listening to the shofar and in shul all Yom Kippur and sitting in our sukkah and eating and Simchas Torah, whether we're dancing or whether we're watching the dancing. But even, right, watching the dancing is still very beautiful. I feel for you, I do, but like, it's still very beautiful. There's something to that, to appreciate and be a part of the Simcha Shel Torah. I try always to take a few moments and watch even myself. It's hard to stop dancing, that's the truth. You only have I've had an opportunity one day a year to be able to dance with Torahs. Any other day would be resigned to the Torahs. Only one day a year are we allowed to dance with the Torah. So it's hard to stop. But Lamaisa, those days are all very, very special. Those days are all tremendous days. And of course, they only come up once a year, so we look forward to them and we gain from them. And I'm sure each and every one of us gained in different ways. But there's one day a year that we have every single week, which is the holiest of holies. It's holier than any of those days. And it's more a source of bracha, more a source of kedusha than any of those days. And we have it every single week. Shabbos Kodesh. Every week we have Shabbos Kodesh. That's the source of all the bracha and all the kedusha of our lives. That's the source. We wouldn't be here without a Shabbos, as we're learning from Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon had Shabbos to thank, and therefore we all have Shabbos to thank. So yes, it's true. It's sometimes hard to leave a yontiv. But how excited we should be for tomorrow night to be able to daven a Kabbalah Shabbos. To be able to sit by a Shabbos Suda, to light the Shabbos Licht, or stand by our mothers when she lights the Shabbos Licht, to be able to disconnect from our whole week, every single week, and be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every week we have a Shabbos. So it's true, it's sad that we don't have Yom Tov, but every week we have a Shabbos, and we can't forget that. And we have to cherish it and look forward to it. And realize that our whole existence is dependent upon it. And therefore, maybe, the Shira Pinchas suggests, that's why we call this Shabbos Bereshis. Because all of Shabbos is only dependent on Bereshis. The Kedusha of Shabbos was from this Bereshis, this Parsha of Adam HaRishon is where we learn about the Kedusha of Shabbos, where we learn about the Chashivas of Shabbos, where we recognize the Koach of Shabbos. Look at Bereshis and you'll finally appreciate Shabbos. Look at Bereshis and recognize without Shabbos I wouldn't be here. Because without Shabbos and Adam HaRishon wouldn't be here. Shabbos Bereshis. Do we know how chashuv Shabbos is? And each and every one of us has to know that in our lives, that's our source of Kedusha, that's our source of Bracha. And we have it every single week. We have it every single week. So I should be down and out and depressed that I don't have Yom Tov anymore. I don't have Simchas Torah anymore. I mean, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. And I love it. But like, I'm going to have Shabbos tomorrow night. That's awesome. How excited we should be. And I know we have it every week. But we can't take that for granted. We can't take it for granted. B'shatzavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav and you're going to have a husband that you're going to love. You're going to get used to that love for the husband. You're going to be with him every day. So son, you're going to stop loving him at some point? Stop being excited to see him? Shatayim Zlachas have children. You're going to stop loving them? Chas v'shom. No such thing. Things that are really crucial in life and important in life, and chosh, if you realize, if you recognize the chashivas of it, you recognize the chashivas of it, you recognize how important it is, so I can have it every single week and I'm just as excited. Just as excited. And as life gets more complicated with time and there are more responsibilities in your life, you'll see it'll even be easier to appreciate Shabbos, to look forward to Shabbos, the time with Hashem, the time with your families, the time with to be able to actually daven without feeling needing to run somewhere. But we have this every week. What a schus. What a schus. Should be so excited for tomorrow night. So excited. Mamish saved Adam's life. Saved Adam's life. And saved each and every one of us. But there's a problem. How do you deal with the pasuk? How do you deal with the pasuk? I mean, the pasuk said, and every word in the Torah is true, the pasuk said, Umeit hadas tovara, lo sochel mimenu. Hashem said to Adam, from the Eitz Hadas you cannot eat, ki biyom achalcha, on the day that you eat, mimenu from it, lo tamus, you'll surely die. So great, Shabbos came and argued, and was like this great defense attorney, you know, the great Chvesnisht Ben Baffman on steroids, right? And he goes and he saves Adam Arishon. But what are you going to do with the pasuk? Yom Achalcha Mimenu Mos Tamus. What's going on? Kashbar, every word in Torah is emes. So you know, the question is, what does a day mean? We have a concept of a day of 24 hours in a day. But the pasuk says in Tehillim Tzadi, Ki elef shanim be'einecha ki yom etmol ki avur. Our one day is how many... How long to Hashem? Each of our days, the pasuk says, is like 1,000 years to Hashem. One day, the pasuk says, 1,000 years to Hashem. So the Medrash says, the pasuk says, "Ki biyom achalchem en omos tomus." I'm reading you a Medrash in Bereishis. When you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. But ein atam yodim im yom mishali im yom echad mishalchem. He didn't say in the pasuk whose day. Is it my day or your day? Is it 1,000 years? Or one day? Ela hara noisin lo yom echa mishali shu elef shonim. Hashem says, you know what? Because Shabbos, it could have gone either way. It's not revealed in the pasuk. Shabbos came and argued. Hashem says, okay, how? But I still need to give pshat in the pasuk. So instead of you dying today in a 24-hour day, you'll still only have one day, but my day, 1,000 years. Adam, you could live 1,000 years. How long did Adam live?
930
930 years. So we all know Adam Arishon, and this is already in the Zohar. And the Zohar tells us that Adam Arishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. Because again, one day, he had to live one day. One day of Hashem. It had to be either one 24-hour period or 1,000 years. Those were only possibilities because he had to give pshat in the pasuk because he ate from the eight of das. So he was supposed to live 1,000 years. The Zohar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all the future generations to Adam Arishon. Because we all come out of him. We're all Yotzei Chalatzav. We're all descendants of Adam Arishon. And he saw David HaMelech, who was not supposed to live at all. David HaMelech Mashiach. We need a David HaMelech in the world. Where would this world be without a David? Without Tehillim. Without the Mashiach. So Adam Arishon said, I'm going to give 70 of my years to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech lived exactly 70 years. So that's why Adam only lived 930 years. But he was supposed to live 1,000 years because Me'eta Das Tov L'Ar L'Tochem and Kibiyam Achachem and Mos Tomos. And the Zohar says, David HaMelech praised Hashem for giving him these 70 years and thanked Adam Arishon as well. And what did he say? The Zohar says, he says the words that we also say in Kabbal Shabbos in the same capital, Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, we said, was Adam Arishon thanking Hashem for Shabbos to save his life. And comes David and he says, Ki simachtani Hashem b'falecha b'maseh yadecha aranein. Ki simachtani Hashem b'falecha b'maseh yadecha aranein. You made me happy. Ki simachtani Hashem b'masecha. In what you made, meaning because of what you made, b'maseh yadecha, who? Adam Arishon, it's who you made. Aranein, I'm going to sing and be happy. That brought me simcha. But it's in the same capital Tillim. Adam Arishon thanking Hashem for Shabbos, and then David thanking Hashem for Adam Arishon, giving him the ears. But ultimately it's Shabbos Kodesh that saves both Adam and David. If it wasn't for Shabbos, there's no Adam, there's no David. And maybe that's pshat, why the pasuk repeats. Most tamus, a double language, you'll both die. Meaning he would have died and not David would have died. There would have been no David Melech, there would have been no Mashiach. So ultimately, Shabbos Kodesh is not just the source of saving Adam Arishon and saving all of us and saving the whole world. Without a Shabbos, there's no David, there's no Mashiach, there's no hope. Because without hope for Mashiach, where would we be? Without hope for Tchias HaMesim, where would we be? Where would a Fold family be? Where would our Fold children be right now as we're sitting here? And we can't forget Chuso Yagin Aleinu, such a tzaddik, such a neshama. But where would his children be without yearning and hoping and believing Animam and B'chol Yom Shiyavu and Mashiach Tzidkenu and Tchias HaMesim? How could you move on without that? But with that, I could live a life besimcha, sometimes crying, sometimes sad that I'm not with the person, but I could live the life besimcha, because I know there's going to be a Mashiach, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, there's going to be a good end, there's going to be that Yeshua in the end. But who's Mashiach come from? David HaMelech. Without a David HaMelech, there's no Mashiach. So it's Shabbos again, saving the world. But there's one problem with all this. When we opened up and we started discussing this, when did we say this all occurred? When did this all occur that Adam Rishon was brought into the world, was created, and Adam Rishon sinned, and Adam Rishon was judged? It was all when?
Erev
Shabbos Kodesh. So it doesn't make sense. What do you mean Shabbos comes and says, don't kill you on my day? This all didn't happen on Shabbos. This all happened on Erev Shabbos. So everything we're saying, which again, they're all from tremendous, beautiful sources. But what's pshat? What's pshat? What do you mean Shabbos saved the day? This was all Erev Shabbos. So you do see already, perhaps one way of explaining, and I'm going to explain it in two different ways. One way of explaining, you could say, is we know that Erev Shabbos is so deeply connected to Shabbos. They're one and the same. You can't have a Shabbos without an Erev Shabbos. Meaning what? You have to prepare your sudas, and you have to take a shower, and you have to get dressed, and you have to get ready. Part of Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. What's called Kavod Shabbos, the honor for Shabbos, is Erev Shabbos. The Oneg Shabbos, the pleasure of Shabbos, is the Shabbos itself. And we have to make our Erev Shabbos Kadosh. If our Erev Shabbos is Kadosh, it's part of Shabbos. If our Erev Shabbos, we have to make, if we really cherish Shabbos, if we really understand how special Shabbos is. So it's not just Shabbos that's special, my Erev Shabbos is special. When I'm cooking for Shabbos, and I'm earlier in the day taking a shower, and getting ready, and putting on nice clothing, and not waiting till 10 minutes before Shabbos, to jump into Shabbos, and quickly throw something on, and beat the clock, right moments before Shabbos. If it's such a chashuv day, Erev Shabbos has to be Kaddush to me. The Kaddush of Erev Shabbos. Already the Chilek of Shabbos. That's what we see over here, perhaps. And that's something a Chizik teaching every one of us. Right? Erev Yom Kippur was a special day to us. We all were preparing. We all made sure to sit down early enough and have a nice Suda Mafsekes. And we all made sure that we were in the right mind to have a nice Mincha with Al Chait. Because there, Yom Kippur. None of us ran into Yom Kippur, literally running into the shower moments before. So yeah, it's true, Shabbos happens every week. What is chus that it happens every week? We have to make our Erev Shabbos Kadosh. We have to make sure that we're home early Erev Shabbos, and we're helping prepare for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Because we see here, perhaps, that Erev Shabbos is literally a part of Shabbos. But additionally, there's something else that maybe some of us could take upon ourselves. Because not only is there Erev Shabbos in preparation for Shabbos, but there's such an inyan called Tosefes Shabbos. That we have the ability to literally add on to Shabbos and make part of the chol, part of the weekday, Shabbos. And we have a chiyuv in that, on some level. But we could do more, perhaps. So most of us take upon Shabbos already 18 minutes before Shabbos. That's when lich benching is. And that's Tosefes Shabbos. Shabbos really starts at Shkia, at sunset. But we're allowed to take more than that. I could start Shabbos before that. I could start Shabbos all the way from Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Shabbos. I'm not saying every week we could do that, especially once it's going to be in the winter and Shabbos is going to start to Chayes Tash 4:15. It's going to be very hard. But Tosefes Shabbos is both before and after. If I lengthen Shabbos a little bit afterwards, and don't look to run away from Shabbos, looking at my watch, the second that the shul calendar says Shabbos is over, I'm running because I got to get into Chayes Tash. To take upon Tosefes Shabbos. Because then, literally, and maybe that's pshat, you know why Shabbos came already? Because it was Tosefes Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, it could be part of, it could literally, not just that Erev Shabbos is preparation Shabbos, here's another way of looking at it, it could literally be Shabbos already. I could make part of Erev Shabbos Shabbos. It is Shabbos, as well as the halachos of Shabbos. Happens to be the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that's pshat. We say all the time, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Tzah Shabbos. B'nei Yisrael kept Shabbos. Lasos is a Shabbos, to make Shabbos. What does lasos is a Shabbos mean? We don't make Shabbos. We make Yontiv. How do we make Yontiv? We determine when Yontiv is going to be based on Rosh Chodesh. We're Mavarch in the Chodesh, and therefore we determine what day Yontiv is going to be. Do we determine when Shabbos is going to be? Shabbos was determined by Hashem during Sheish Shemei Bereishis. So what does it mean lasos Shabbos, make Shabbos? So you could say, like the first Shabbos, it's our preparation for Shabbos. It's preparing properly for Shabbos and spending Erev Shabbos preparing in a beautiful way. But Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, last Shabbos, you know when you can make Shabbos? When you take upon Tosefes Shabbos. When you add on to Shabbos. To start Shabbos a little bit earlier. To say, I'm going to take from the chol. If I understand how Kaddish is, I wouldn't want to take more upon myself. I wouldn't want it to last a little bit longer after Shabbos as well. I'm mamish in that makom of kedusha and bracha. I don't want it a little bit longer. What is chus? To take upon a little bit Tosefes Shabbos. To take upon myself that I'm going to start Shabbos, even if it's a few minutes earlier. I'm going to end Shabbos a few minutes later. I'm going to stay connected to Shabbos. Because you know what that does? It's not just that those minutes become Shabbos. It shows how much I love it and I care about it and I want it. If I'm running away from it the second it ends, and I'm mamish not starting till the second it begins, it's like, I don't really want it so badly, I just have to. If it's really, I realize how special it is, of course I'm going to add on to it if I can. So I'm going to prepare for it in a beautiful way. And I'm going to add on to it as well. And therefore, Shabbos is going to be a different Shabbos. It's going to be a different Shabbos. And if it's a different Shabbos, so there's no longer that that feeling of down and out, of not having and not being connected to Yontif, because I have Shabbos every week. I'm never too far away from Shabbos. I'm never too far away from Shabbos. We might be right now very far away from Yontif. The next Yontif is not for 2 months, Chanukah. And Chanukah is a quasi-Yontif. You know, to say a real Yontif similar to what we just had, not till Pesach. What is it, 6 months away? It's a long time. But Shabbos? We're never far away from Shabbos. Hashem knows we need Shabbos. Shabbos gives all the Kedusha to Yontif even. Then the Siva Shalom explains, we have Shalosh Regalim. And Sukkot is 8 days long. And Pesach is 7 days long. What's always during those days? Always a Shabbos. And even though Shavuos is only 1 day long, or 2 days in Chutz Laretz, what Shavuos come after? Sheva Shabbosos Tumimah. Seven complete, not weeks, but Shabbosos. And then Siva Shalom Salam Rebbe says, all the Kedusha of Yontav comes from Shabbos. All the Kedusha of everything comes from Shabbos, as we've explained here tonight. And every week I have a Shabbos. What is Chus? We have to be Makadish to Shabbos. And think of ways to make it special and holy. I don't know if some of us are thinking, sitting here, I'm excited for that when I can have my own home. It's a little bit harder. And it is a little bit harder when you're not the one, quote-unquote, in control of the bias. Some of us live in houses where the Shabbos is full of Kedusha and beautiful, and there's beautiful singing going on and beautiful Shabbosos. And some of us live in homes that are Shomer Shabbos, but don't yet connect and understand all that we're learning about. That doesn't mean you can't make it special in your own way. Doesn't mean you can't think of ways, whether it's taking extra limud on Shabbos or making sure that you can daven much longer in a more special way on Shabbos. And like we just explained, preparing properly for Shabbos in a beautiful way. And maybe adding on and taking upon yourself a few extra minutes for Shabbos before or after. We have to think of ways to make Shabbos Kadosh. You know, whenever I'm in Eretz Yisrael with my wife, so whenever you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Kedushas HaMakom. It's like incredible. Being in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, you feel, just like Yontif helps us feel close to Hashem in Zman, in time, Eretz Yisrael in place helps us feel much closer to Hashem. No, Carly, you felt it. We had this chus to be Lel Yom Kippur together in Kodesh Kedashim. That was Kedushas HaMakom and Kedushas HaZman. So whenever I'm in Eretz Yisrael with my wife, we're always then talking about how do you bring this back with you? You want to bring it back with you. You know, you want to bring it back with you. You don't want to leave it there. The feelings, the closest to Hashem. So some can say, no, you just can't. You know, what do you want? This is cedars. This is Woodmere. This ain't Yerushalayim. You know, what are you going to do? There's no Kotel here. You can't just get in a car and go daven by Maris HaChpelah. There's no Kever Rachel within 10 minutes from where we live. Okay, we have the oil of the Babetzer Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik HaShav Rachel, which is a very special makom. But he'd be the first to tell you if he was here that it's not Kever Rachel. But you want to take something. So if we don't have Kedushas HaMakom, we don't have a holiness of place, but what we do have is Kedushas HaZman. A holiness in time. And that's whenever we have Yontav Vadeh, but every week we have Shabbos. And whenever in our throw with my wife, we always think about what could we do to make Shabbos more Kadosh. Taking something extra to learn with the children at the table. Even purchasing something nicer for the Shabbos table to make it more special. To feel more special on Shabbos. And even it's Begashmi. Buying nice clothing for Shabbos. Having nice things for Shabbos. It is. It shows Kedusha Shabbos. Whatever way we can enhance Shabbos and make it more special, we're going to feel closer to Hashem, and it's going to have an effect on our entire week. If Shabbos is Kadosh in my life, my whole week will be Kadosh. My whole life will be Kadosh. Every one of us, we're going to start feeling it more so. The more we connect to Shabbos, the more special we make Shabbos in our lives. I want to read you a story that I came upon today. The Heilger of Shlomo of Bavav, the Bavav Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik HaShivracha. The last few minutes before Shabbos are so deep and so exalted. It's a little bit like Yom Kippur. I found this somewhere, but it had to be that this is the words of Shlomo Karbach, just based on how it's written. I'm pretty sure. It's a little bit like Sukkot and Simchas Torah, and also like Shavuos. On Shabbos we receive the Torah again. But this is what I want to share with you. The Heiliger Rebbe of Shlomo Bavver, when he was a young man, 16 or 17 years old, he went to Lejensk to the grave of the holy Rav Elimelech, who had passed away 90 years earlier. When he arrived in Lajansk, he asked, is there anybody still alive who saw the holy Rebbe, Rav Elimelech? And they told him, yes. There's an old woman here. She's 99 years old. When she was 9 years old, she was a dishwasher in the house of Rav Elimelech. Well, it's unbelievable, he says. Would it be possible to see her? The Hasidim say, Gevalt. For the grandson of the holy Sanzer Rebbe, everything's possible. Shlomo said to her, my dear Bobby, my dear sweetest lady, forgive me for bringing you here, but I want so much to hear about Rabbi Elimelech. Tell me anything. She said, you know, I'm an old woman. My memory's not so good anymore. I don't really remember so much. Rabbi Shlomo says, I can't believe it. Rabbi Elimelech, the holy of holiest, you must remember. Tell me anything, even one word, about one moment of his life. She began smiling to herself. She said, you know, there's one thing which I can never forget. Hundreds of people came every Shabbos, so there was a big staff in the kitchen. Sadly enough, we, the people in the kitchen, did not treat each other so good. We're a little rough sometimes. So on Friday, a few minutes before Shabbos, the Heiliger Rabbi Elimelech, the Holy of Holies, the sweetest of sweet, would come into the kitchen. He would stand by the door of the kitchen, and this is what he would say. My precious children, my sweetest friends, maybe I hurt your feelings during the week. Maybe I didn't treat you with enough respect. Maybe I did something wrong to you. I'm begging you to forgive me. Because how could I enter Shabbos if I hurt one of your precious young people? He would cry bitter tears and he would walk up to each one of us and say, please forgive me. I promise, next week I'll treat you better. Then we, who really didn't treat each other so good, we began crying, begging each other for forgiveness. Then she said, Rav Shlomo, do you think you know what Yom Kippur is? If you weren't in the kitchen of Rav Elimelech before Shabbos, you have never seen Yom Kippur. But after he came out of the kitchen, the Heiliger Rav Elimelech would go into his dining room. And there was the Rebbetzin and the children. The Heiliger Rav Elimelech would say again to his children, my sweetest, holiest children, you're the greatest gifts God gave me. Forgive me if I didn't treat you good enough. Forgive me if I hurt your feelings. Forgive me if I didn't take care of you the way God wants me to take care of you. He asked every one of his children so many tears and so much love for the children. Gevalt, there was no Yom Kippur in the world which compared to the way Rav Elimelech asked his children for forgiveness. But then he walked up to his holy Rebbetzin. Because everybody knows that on Friday before Shabbos, Adam and Chava have to fix everything that happened between them on the first Friday concerning the Eitz Hadas. So Rabbi Elimelech would walk up to his Rebbetzin and he would ask for her forgiveness. He would say, my holy wife, holy mother, my children, I'm begging of you, I'm crying before you. Forgive me a million times if I hurt your feelings, if I didn't treat you the way a princess has to be treated. And Gevalt, the old woman said, I want you to know, those few minutes before Shabbos, the house of Rabbi Elimelech, they carried me forever. So I don't think that's to say that's, I don't know, I'm not on such a level that I'm going to. I just saw the story this week. We'll see what tomorrow brings with my family. But to understand, just to hear such a story, and understand how Rabbi Elimelech Milijansk, Noam Elimelech, I'm sure many of you were by his kever, how he went into a Shabbos, how he understood the Kedusha of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, the bracha of Shabbos, how he prepared for a Shabbos like none of us prepare for Yom Kippur. Because he understood, as we started out by saying, that Shabbos is a little bit like Sukkot, and a little bit like Simchas Torah, and a little bit like Shavuos, a little bit like Yom Kippur. No, it's bigger than all of them. And we have that opportunity every single week. So Be'ez Hashem, it's Baruch, each and every one of us should be zoicha to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos, to feel the holiness of Shabbos, to be washed by that mei tahara of Shabbos, every single Shabbos. Because sometimes during the week we forget a little bit. Sometimes during the mundane days and the pressures that we have and the people we surround ourselves by, we're taking away from that closeness that we felt on Yontif, that we want to stick with us. So Hashem gives us the biggest matana. The Chazal says, matana toive yeshli bebeis kniza v'shabbos shema. Hashem has this tremendous matana present that He hides in His treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. And He gave it to us every week. Let's prepare properly for it. maybe on Erev Shabbos, Tetzlat, I'm going to start learning something about Shabbos for a few minutes to get ready for Shabbos. To say, maybe to take upon myself, starting tomorrow, to start saying some do Shir HaShirim before Shabbos, which is the love story between us and Hashem that I'm about to enter into Shabbos. Or if I can't do that, it's a little too long, even to decide I'm going to say one Kapitilim every Erev Shabbos. Or two, just to show I'm preparing for Shabbos. Beruchnis, Ubegashmis. And live Shabbos every week, B'kedusha v'tahara, and look forward every week. Realize as well, even if my week, maybe this past week wasn't who I was supposed to be, B'ruchnias, or maybe things happened this week that I'm down about, and I'm upset about, Shabbos, let's remember, as Zohar Chaim said, is a whole new world. That means it's a whole new beginning. That means that whatever was until now is a new beginning every Shabbos. Let's look forward to that. Let's be excited about that. Let's live Shabbos. Let's be with Shabbos. And the schutz of Kedusha and Shabbos, we can be zoicha to feel Shabbos, not just on Shabbos, but all week long. Chazal tell us, if Klal Yisrael zoicha to keep two Shabbosos, we'll be zoicha to Mashiach. And everybody asks, why two? Why not one? Imagine one Shabbos, all of Klal Yisrael keeps. What does it mean, two Shabbosos? The Heiliges Lama Rebbe explains that Shabbos is Shabbos, what we're talking about, but Shabbos sometimes also is the week. We said, by Sfiras Omer, the Torah calls the week Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbosos, Tamimos. So you know what Shtei Shabbosos means, that Mashiach will come? When we keep Shabbos, and then we keep Shabbos with us that entire week. The Shabbos itself and the week of Shabbos. We stay inspired with that closeness to Hashem that we can gain on Shabbos. That's when we'll be Zoichad Mashiach ben David, who comes from Adam HaRishon, who comes itself from Shabbos. So it's those Shtei Shabbosos that's going to bring us to Mashiach, Be'ez Hashem Baruch. Be'ez Hashem shall be zoicha to always taste the beauty of Shabbos, to bring that to your bias, to bring that to your life, and therefore always be alive in Torah and Avodah until we're zoicha to the Yom Shakula Shabbos with B'ez Mashiach, B'mheir V'meinu, B'karov Mamash.